This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 13.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, Alex Pardo here. Welcome back to another Flip Empire Show. And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. I'm happy to have you on, and hopefully, this show will become a part of your weekly schedule moving forward. I love hopping on here and delivering content, letting you know what's working in my business and some of the different things that we're doing to achieve success, you know, close deals. And that's what I'm here to help you with. So on this Q&A show, I want to talk to you about the daily/weekly team huddle. Now, if you've listened to some of the prior episodes, I've outlined how the, you know, basically what my team structure is, and I'll just recap it here quickly. And if I have any more questions on this, please just go to flipempire.com/question. And again, as a friendly reminder, any question you have, go ahead and submit it there, and I'm happy to feature it on an upcoming show. And I've been asked some questions about, you know, talk about how you structure your team meetings, right? We call it our weekly huddle, where we get together online. We use GoToMeeting. So if you go to GoToMeeting.com, you can go ahead and get an account there. And we basically will chat for about 30 to 45 minutes, and we call it our weekly huddle. I don't like the word meeting. It sounds too corporate to me, and that's just, you know, essentially it's the same thing, but we call it a weekly huddle. And one of the things, before I get into the details of how to structure this huddle, one of the things I recommend first is that, you know, experiment with what works best. If you're a one-man show, then obviously, you know, this is something that you're going to want to implement once you start bringing team members on board. And, you know, it's my belief that if you want to scale your real estate investing business, it's going to require you to add team members in order to do so. There's only one of you. There's only 24 hours in a day. And no matter how great you are at creating systems and leveraging certain tools and resources, there's only so much you can get done when it's you. So just to quickly recap the structure of our team, and it's kind of evolved throughout the years, but the first time was back in 2007, 2008, after reading the 4-Hour Workweek. I hired a virtual assistant, like a lot of people start, and I've gone through several virtual assistants. I've kind of gone through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, it wasn't until about three and a half years ago that, after having a virtual assistant on board for several years and finally finding one that works, I brought on an acquisitions manager. And this was a person that I trained specifically to build relationships with real estate agents, go on the MLS. They were very consistent with sending offers on a daily basis, following up with all of the emails that came in. Like I mentioned, building relationships with agents, which is really critical to doing a lot of, at that time, was REOs and short sales. And that was really the first team member. And that's when we really, you know, I went from, you know, doing 20 to 30 deals a year to doubling pretty much. And this was like 2012, 2013, around there. So I hired an acquisitions manager, and then eventually I hired a second acquisitions manager, and eventually I brought on a sales manager, and then I filled the role of transaction coordinator, right? So our sales manager was responsible for selling the properties that we acquired to our cash buyers. They were also responsible for building relationships with our cash buyers, figuring out what it was that they're looking for. And then eventually, you know, once you start doing 2, 3, 4, 5 deals a month, you know, just ordering the title and the lien search, following up with all the parties, I mean, that almost becomes a full-time job. So the last critical hire for us was a transaction coordinator, and this person is full-time. And yeah, so basically right now my team is made up of 2 lead managers who process all of our incoming calls from our direct mail campaigns and other marketing channels. I have a virtual assistant, an acquisitions manager, a sales manager, and a transaction coordinator. So how does everybody, especially, and one important note is that we work virtually, right? So our sales manager, our transaction coordinator, they're here in Miami, and then both of my lead managers are in Colombia, and then we have a virtual assistant in the Philippines. So when you're not in an office, how do you maintain connected, and how do you make sure that everybody's on the same page? And one of the ways that we've done it is through our weekly huddle. So there's one of the things I'll say, I guess, before I get into it is experiment with what's going to work best for you. I actually know a lot of real estate investors and entrepreneurs that do a daily huddle. And I think this works great when you're in the office where you can connect, even if it's for a 10, 15 minute period. I would recommend whether you're doing a weekly huddle or a daily huddle, experiment what works best for you and your team. And I would definitely recommend, here are just some kind of quick tips. Do it at the beginning of the day. You know, we like to have our weekly huddle Monday mornings, 9 a.m. We use GoToMeeting. So the link and the call-in details are sent to everybody an hour before. Everybody's on the call 5 minutes before. 9 a.m. hits and we're ready to rock and roll. And it really depends on the size of your team as to how long, you know, you should have your weekly huddle. But, you know, if it's just you and a virtual assistant, get into the habit of having these weekly huddles, even if it's just two people. Now, with two people, you know, within 10, 15 minutes, you can finish your huddle. On our team, you know, we've had as many as seven. Typically, it's between five and six people. And on average, they last about 45 minutes. My experience is you definitely do not want to go over an hour or over more than seven people on the call. If you have more than seven people, you might want to split that up and figure out what works best. But ours last about 45 minutes, and we definitely have everybody on the call attend. Usually you as the CEO or as the leader of the business, you want to spearhead the meeting, and you want to basically be the host, keep everyone on track. You know, I recommend having an agenda in place. And then finally, once you kind of get into the flow of the weekly huddles, you might be less rigid and not have such a formal agenda, but I think an agenda really just keeps everyone on track and lets people know, you know, what's the purpose of the meeting. The last thing you want to do is just hop on, chit chat, shoot the breeze for half an hour, and then realize that you really haven't accomplished much, which in my experience was how most corporate meetings was when I was in corporate finance back in the day. So you definitely want to have an agenda. We like to start, you know, the agenda with kind of just what's up, what's going on, how was your weekend? I hate to use the word chit chat, but it's really just everyone kind of saying, you know, usually it's positive, right? Like what took place in their weekend, you know, family stories, things of that. That'll take up maybe a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes max. And then we like to dive into each person giving an update on the key performance indicators. You know, what are the numbers? So for our lead managers, for example, how many calls did they make? How many leads did they process? How many offers were sent? How many appointments were scheduled? That just gives you, you know, an idea. For example, the sales manager, any updates on properties that we've recently marketed and sold, et cetera. You want to make sure that, you know, every single team member has to report on certain key performance indicators, the KPIs, and that's critical. And that will typically last, I want to say about 5 minutes, maybe 10 max a person, but definitely no more than 10, because you want to make sure that, you know, if you have 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the call, you want to make sure that you're in and out ideally in 45 minutes, if not definitely less than an hour. Then I like to talk about, you know, I like to bring up what roadblocks or bottlenecks do we have in the business, you know, and one of the things that you want to do is you don't want to necessarily try to solve the problem on the spot. I think what's best is if you just try to raise awareness as to what bottlenecks people are experiencing in their roles. Now, keep in mind that, you know, if you've hired an acquisitions manager or you're going to hire a virtual assistant, whoever you bring on board, they're the ones in the day-to-day grind and operations. And so you might be too disconnected to even realize that there's a bottleneck in place. And, you know, one of the great things about the weekly huddle or the daily huddle is that if you ask for and solicit feedback, they'll give it to you, you know, and encourage your team members to just be honest with what they like, what they don't like, what's working, what's not working. You know, one of the things that I like to do on my team is, you know, I make sure that my team members feel valued and that each one of them have a voice. And if you ask them, I know for a fact that they would agree, and I'm always encouraging, give me your feedback. You know, there's a saying, two minds are better than one. Well, the more minds that you put in, especially if you've hired the right people on your team, it's powerful when you can kind of put all that brain power together and they can tell you, you know, what's working, what's not. And I always encourage my team members, you know, you've succeeded not only when you're accomplishing what you're supposed to be accomplishing, right? But when you're improving the role, right? So how can we streamline? How can we be more efficient? And each one of our team members, I'm lucky, you know, and I'm fortunate that they're always improving and adding value to that role. And basically just some, you know, some bonus tips. If you're just getting started with the weekly huddle, you know, give it a couple of weeks. Again, test out what works. You know, eventually you're going to get into the flow of things. Like I mentioned, definitely don't try to problem solve, you know, identify and raise awareness and then take those offline, schedule some time so that you can tackle the problem head on. And then you know that in that meeting, that's the goal is like, let's brainstorm, let's come up with solutions for the bottlenecks and for the challenges. And then really, I think the biggest thing is that not only does it help keep your team very like together and on the same page, but everybody, like I said, feels like they have a voice and they should have a voice. You know, it's your business and you're the leader. And if you've, you know, to kind of steal, if you've never read the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, I highly recommend it. He talks about making sure that you have the right people on the right bus in the right seat. And I think if you've done that successfully, then these people should feel like they have a voice. And it's kind of, even though, you know, most people listening might be operating virtually, you should have that virtual open door policy. And the weekly huddle is a great place to connect, unite, make sure you're on the same page and make sure that you're moving towards your goals, not only by reporting the KPIs, but by always striving to add value and streamline your systems and your processes. So listen, hopefully you've enjoyed, you know, this question and answer and you've gotten some value from this. Take one thing that you've learned or one thing that maybe resonated with you and implement it right away. That's my challenge to you. So again, if you have a question you want featured on the Flip Empire show, just go to flipempire.com/question. And I look forward to answering it. Until the next time, talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.